How can I love somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know when it's time, time to let go?
You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. There is the dumb silence of slumber or apathy, the fertile silence of awareness, pasturing the soul, the silence of peaceful accord with other persons or communion with the cosmos, Paul Goodman wrote half a century ago in his taxonomy of the nine kinds of silence. Nine kinds of silence. Calm is the ruler of form and silence is the master of sound. A quiet mind is able to hear intuition over fear. Like silence, sadness too occupies a vast spectrum of hues. Sadness too can be menacing, but it can also be beautiful, bountiful in its portality to other realms. Detached, let go season. This is about let go season, compassionate non-attachment. Detached, we cannot see our reflection in running water. It's only still water that enable us to see. Think about it. You ever been to the beach? You know, you in the waves, under a waterfall, on a lake, looking at a pond, looking at a creek. You're not going to be able to see yourself as long as it's waves and, you know, action and, right? Only when it's stillness. And it's like that for our lives. Stillness, perfect stillness, peace, calm, quiet. Aren't you grateful for the little things, the small victories? Thank God when it rains, it doesn't always pour, right? Thank goodness for discernment and the shift in seasons. Everything in life is cyclical season. If you want to control your own destiny, you want to control your own destiny. You want to be your own man. You want to be your own woman. You want to run your own shit. Entrepreneurship is the only way. Now, I'm not saying that we all should come to that place at the same time. Because, see, different shit brings different things out of us, right? And we're all different on top of that. So, we all have different thresholds of pain. Because what I can stand and deal with would probably break you, right? And there are some things that some people have been through. Sometimes I hear people's stories and I'm like, listen, God knew to give that storm to her or to him because I'd slash my throat. Like, I'd take myself out before it ever got to that. You know, so we all have different levels and we have different abilities to withstand pressure, and that's what's going to determine the type of stone you're made out of. Diamonds can withstand a lot more pressure then glass can, then sapphire can, then ruby or topaz, right? If you want to control your own destiny, you have to run your own vineyard. You have to run your own home, your own business, your own means of production, your own, as they say, what you do for a living. Concentration times minimalism times skill plus time equals genius. Concentration multiplied by minimalism multiplied by a skill set. You gotta have a skill set in this motherfucker. In 2022, you gotta know how to do some shit. Concentration multiplied by minimalism multiplied by skill set plus time, baby, equals genius. And that's why some people, their shit don't come out till they hit 52. Some people, it may not come out till they hit 79. But some people, it hits when they're 12 or 36 or 23, right? We all different. But for whatever it is you want to do or can envision yourself doing, get the information you need. Find out where the cups are made. Any of you who've been rocking with this podcast since the very beginning will remember some of my first talks when I would send out just something to the mentees. And it's only a few of you that can still remember those days. But I said, because one of my mentors, one of my coaches said to me, find out where the cups are made. This is before I started my business. And I took a chance on myself. And I'm not saying every day is easy, because it's not. Like Megan Thee Stallion said, even a bad bitch got bad days sometimes. Even a bad bitch has a bad day every now and then, right? No, it's not always perfect. But it feels a lot better when I am the pilot of my destiny. And when I am steering the car that's carrying the cargo that's going to control my future. You follow me? The usefulness of a cup is in its emptiness. Find out where the cups are made. The usefulness of a cup is in its emptiness. Find the plug's plug. Go to the source. Learn how to remove the middleman or become the middleman. You feel me? Learn how to remove the middleman or become the middleman. Get educated. Then do for self. Do for self. Now is the only reality. All else is either memory or imagination. And we already know, statistically, people tend to embellish their memory. Your memory can be altered. Your memory can be revised, updated. Your memory can be tagged and changed, revised. That's why some people remember the old days a certain way, and other people, they wasn't feeling it. It wasn't the good old times for them. Right? We all have different perspective. And so if you're thinking about back in the day, or you thinking about, oh, when this happens, you know, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, when I get this, when I do that, when I finish my degree, when I finish my program, okay, when I get here, once on, you know, my kid gets this age, whatever. That's the future, baby. That's imagination. Because we don't know that that day is even going to come. We don't know how that day is going to look when it does come. So see, now is all we have. You may not be where you want to be, but God damn it, you're not where you used to be. All is perfect in this moment. All is perfect in this moment. Right? I get it. Shit is hard right now. Things are expensive right now. Times are not easy for everybody. But baby, it could be a lot worse, right? It could be a lot worse. Shit is all to the good in this present time. We can't worry about tomorrow. Worrying about future shit is putting stress and unnecessary duress on yourself, but on layaway. You laying away problems that may or may not even be an issue. Let go. Let go, baby. Let go. Discomfort is a wise teacher. I started to be free when I discovered that the cage was made of thoughts. Khalil Gibran said, "Let there be spaces in your togetherness." There's no substitute for excellence. There is no substitute for discipline. This is about compassionate non-attachment. A state in which a person overcomes their attachment. Their attachment to or desire for things, people, or worldly concerns, right? And so, thus, right, attains a heightened perspective. Is considered a wise virtue. Compassionate non-attachment. It's considered a wise virtue. It's been promoted in various Eastern religions, such as Hinduism and Taoism and Buddhism. It's also a key concept in Christian spirituality, in New Thought, where it signifies a detachment from worldly objects and concerns, right? What did Christ tell the rich man? He's like, "Yo, what up, JC, right? Yeshua, let me holler at you. What I need to do to get in, you know, to get into heaven? What do I gotta do?" And Yeshua was like, "Sell all your shit. Sell all of that and follow us, follow me. And let's go preach the good word." Like, right? Nobody wants to let go of their shit. Nobody wants to give of what they've acquired or earned or stacked, right? We don't want to give shit. Because we're attached to the object. We're attached to the feeling it provides. We're attached a lot of times to the security we believe that it offers. Attachments are our fixated attempts to control our experience, usually through clinging to what we perceive as desirable or aversion to what we perceive as undesirable. And so the problem is, life usually has its own way of unfolding, baby, quite separate from our attempts to control it. No matter how intense or well-intentioned. I know you love baby girl, but y'all wasn't meant to work out. I know you miss that man. I know you love that man. I know you want that man. It wasn't in the cards for y'all. You feel me? You will see in the world what you carry in your heart. What are you afraid of losing when nothing in the world actually belongs to you? I've said it before and I'll say it again. We don't own shit. Everything that you believe that you own right now in this moment, your houses, your car, your clothes, your red bottoms, your collection of Jordans, right? Your weirdo shit, your porn collection, all of your music, right? All of your electronics and your devices. Oh my God, your closet full of shit, right? Oh, I don't care what it is. One day, all that shit gonna belong to somebody else. There's gonna come a time when all that shit gonna get sent to the Goodwill. And different people are gonna be arguing over your shit. And it won't mean anything to you. What are you afraid of losing when nothing in the world actually belongs to you? Don't worry about anything at all. You are not here by accident. This form, you're not in your final form. This form is a temporary form. This form is a costume. You must know this. You must grasp this. It takes a great sobriety of spirit to know your own depths and your limits. It takes a special grandeur of spirit to know the limits of your self-knowledge. Because most people don't know themselves. They don't understand themselves. They don't overstand themselves. And I can tell if you don't understand yourself or truly know yourself, if you don't love yourself. If you put yourself in situations and put yourself in positions that compromise your life, right? Fucking around with somebody that really don't give a fuck about you means you don't love yourself. Staying in situations where it's been demonstrated that they don't value you. They don't value your time. They don't value your energy. They don't value your essence or what you have to contribute. It means you don't know yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't, because if you understood yourself, you would realize what kind of time you're wasting. Time that you really don't have. Anger is not a helpful emotion. Jealousy, envy, hatred, all weak emotions. Jealousy is a weak disease. Leo Buscaglia said, only the weak are cruel. Only the weak are cruel. Gentleness can only be expected from a strong. How strange that the grass is all that remains standing after the storm. Sometimes being soft is strong, baby. Sometimes being soft is strong. That's strength. Right? On some, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Like, think about that. Really think about that. Seneca said, all cruelty springs from weakness. All cruelty springs from weakness. You can't think clearly if you're easily angered. Or if you are consistently living in a state of anger, animosity, right? Bitterness, enmity, vengeance, harboring a mindset of anger. It's too toxic, too acidic. Never stop growing. Someone said, you can take no credit for being, pretty, beautiful. You can take no credit for beauty at 16. But if you are beautiful at 60, baby, it will be your soul's own doing. You can always tell, I always say, you can tell the way a woman will kind of, like as a woman, you can kind of have an idea of what you're going to look like in the next couple of years based on looking at your mother, looking at your grandmother on both sides, right? And just kind of, you'll see a common theme, right? Like you guys all have the same body type, or you all have the same, you're built the same, right? When you're 18 and you're 21 and you're 30 and you're fine, sometimes that's genetics, that's metabolism, that's God's grace, right? But when you 50 and 60 and 70, that's when, a lot of people, they let themselves go. They let themselves go, And so if you still are beautiful, that's something within you that's shining through. Did you know that holding on to shit ages you? And trust me, I can hold a grudge better than anybody. I used to say if there was a Olympics for grudge holding, shit, I'd have a gold medal. But see, as you age and you get wisdom, you learn, like, that's really not cute. Because the more you hold on to this grudge, it's siphoning energy, it's siphoning creative ability, it's siphoning part of your essence. every minute you spend mad, you big mad, that's 60 seconds of orgasm you've taken off your life. That's 60 seconds of happiness and joy and glee. Having fun with your kids, turning up with your brothers and sisters, right? The best time of your life. Think about the best times of your life. You have to trade those out. And so all the times you're spending holding grudges and being mad and being angry, you're siphoning away the time from feeling good. Holding on to shit, it makes you retain water. It makes you bloated. It contributes to hypertension and high blood pressure. And it contributes to stroke. And it contributes to cancer. Prostate cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, lymphatic lymphoma, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's. It fucks up your circulation. It fucks up your sleep. It messes with your circadian rhythms when you up all night, bothered. It leads to obesity. It contributes to all manner of disease and discomfort and fibromyalgia. Sometimes a part of growing is releasing, letting go, shedding. Master Choa Kok said, be fluid, be like water, flow around the obstacles. Passion is the best high. You learn who you are by unlearning what they taught you to be. A lot of you behave the way you behave because somebody taught you to be like that. They taught you to be a woman, this is what you do. To be a man, this is what you do. To be a strong Italian, this is how we talk. To be an honorable Jew, this is how we carry ourselves. To be a good Christian, to be a noble Muslim, this is what we do and don't do. This is what we do and don't eat. This is how we live. This is how we love. This is how we worship. You learn who you are by unlearning what they taught you to be. You already came here with a seed in you of what you came here to do. Your life's purpose was already seeded within you. The oak tree lives in the acorn. It was already in you when you got here before anybody could influence you with language, religion, ethnicity, gender, political standing, socioeconomic background. You can't force a connection. We meet the right people at the right time, under the right circumstances, through natural vibrations. When you don't get what you want, oftentimes, it's because God has something a whole lot better in mind. Sometimes the plan you have for your life doesn't work because God has something much bigger, better. The universe got something more exquisite in store for you. More peace-filled, more joy-filled, more love-filled, right? Anything unresolved within our energy field will keep manifesting itself in our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual life until we heal it, until we deal with it. Anything unresolved within our energy field will keep manifesting itself in our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual life until we heal it. Let go. Let go, baby. This is something that arises when we are truly present and not caught up in the automatic process of fixating on things being better or worse than what they are at any given moment. So Ram Dass once said, he said, when you go out into the woods, right? When you go out into the woods and you look at trees, you see all these different trees, right? There are pine trees and there are palm trees and evergreens and oak trees and lemon trees. And some of them are bent, you know, you sort of understand that it didn't get enough light. And so it turned that way, you know, and you don't get all emotional about it. You just allow it. You accept it. You receive it. You don't judge it. You don't have to categorize it. You don't have to condemn it. You don't have to correct it. You don't need to fix it. And then the minute you get near humans, you lose all that. He said, and you are constantly saying, you are to this or I'm to this. That judgment mind comes in. And so he says, I practice turning people into trees, which means appreciating them just the way they are. So I practice turning people into trees, which means appreciating them just the way they are. There will come a point in your life where you realize hanging with your people, you know, a get together, a cookout, flowers, a walk in the woods, the beach. It's nothing like walking on the beach, baby. What? Walking on the beach, especially when the sun is setting? Barefoot? Stop playing, right? But little things, a walk in the woods, walk on the beach, walking around barefoot at a pretty ass park will bring you more happiness than houses, having houses and cars and money and clothes and hoes ever will. Listen. Things really don't fill you. They don't fill those empty places the way marketing and capitalism would have us to believe. French novelist and poet Léon Bloy said, everything is a symbol, even the most piercing pain. We are dreamers who shout in our sleep. We do not know whether the things afflicting us, affecting us, bothering us, we don't know if that's the secret beginning of our ulterior happiness or not, right? You never know what's setting you up for your come up. You never know when things are falling apart seemingly that they just might be falling into place for your biggest come up, your biggest level up, your biggest bag. Detaching is essential to overcome codependency. Euripides once said, the good and wise lead quiet lives. Don't lose sight of the fact that we are living in the intersection of the collapse of modern society, the fall of Caesar's reign. This is the end of an ancient patriarchal, diabolical, slavery finance and Holocaust funded way of life. Also, a time of plague and pandemic, recession, inflation, disruption, and depression. It's an all-time high. Depression is at an all-time high. Mental illness, period, is at an all-time high. If you hold on to a lot of this shit, you will have a nervous breakdown. Stress is who you think you should be. Peace is who you are. Manly Hall said, wisdom doesn't lie in seeing things, but seeing through things. That's the sugar honey iced tea. That's the tea. The trick is to care about everyone while not caring what they think. I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks about me. Especially a motherfucker not paying my bills. Especially a motherfucker that's not putting food on my table. Mind your own karma and let others do the same. Once upon a time, I lost myself trying to please everybody, trying to just make sure everybody was good. And now I'm losing everybody while I find myself. I wish someone had told me that our choice of relationship partner is one of the main sources of our success, our failure, joy, misery, and tranquility or worry. That's powerful. That's powerful. To really fully understand that oftentimes the trajectory of your life, how your shit is playing out on the screen, has a lot to do with who you fucking, who you have a baby by, who you're married to, who you've been with for years and years and years, and keep breaking up and making up and breaking up and making up and breaking up. Come on. That's power. Let go season. Let go season is about detaching from whatever didn't work out the way you wanted. Let go of your attachment to outcomes. We live in an era where the culture of comparison prevails. We're deluged with pictures and videos and reels and TikToks of other people leading seemingly enchanted lives. We're flooded with stories of startup founders becoming billionaires overnight, bosses, ballers, dudes getting signed, women marrying, you know, that dude, being kept, being taken care of, Gucci'd out, degreed up, banked up. We're exposed to videos of influencers left and right, boarding private jets and doing quirky dances, and right, doing they dancey dances. Mansion parties. And so given our tribal nature, because humans are apex predator, wolf pack beings. We're communal, we're tribal. That's why oftentimes if whatever one person does, everybody start doing, and we are herd mentality beings. And given our tribal nature and our neurobiology of keeping up, when we're seeing things like this, it activates our amygdala and triggers states of limbic hijack. Don't let a lack of dopamine flooding your bloodstream make you think your life isn't beautiful and enough, because it is, as is. Sure, you'll do more. You will earn more and experience more. But for now, taste and see that your life is good. And you are good at this moment. Shit is all to the good. Honor your process. Don't ever trip on what people got going on, what they post on social media. And for damn sure, don't ever compare yourself to anybody else's journey. Because everybody came here to do different shit. So what I'm doing, what you doing, and what the next motherfucker is doing, we're interdependent. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? We're not, it has nothing to do with one or the other. What she doing, what he doing, what I'm doing, that's none of your business. What you doing, that's none of my business. Period. Trust that life's gorgeous wisdom has place you exactly where you need to be for your finest advancement and your greatest growth. This is my season of radical detachment. Heavy on the bodhisattva. It's giving Siddhartha. And so for once in my life, I totally and completely understand what all the great prophets fundamentally understood on not clinging, not craving, the peace that comes with attaching to nothing. That's where I notice I'm different from a lot of folks. Because I can love you to death and never speak to you again and sleep well doing it. That's how sharp my non-attachment is. But it took many years, many heartbreaks, headaches, and loss to get here. It's the ultimate freedom and liberation. Nobody owns me. No attachment holds me. Not my children. Not my mortgage payment. Nothing. No debt, no person, no place. Nothing. No idea. Hold on to nothing. Life's greatest freedom is having nothing to prove. In many ways, let go season is about having a reconciliation with yourself, with the God in you, with your inner child, with your original goal and higher purpose in life, with the calling on your life. Flow with whatever may happen and let your mind be free. Love and respect.